Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In the Bulgarian National Radio, 80 years in 80 weeks, we go back to 2014 to present world-famous operatic basso Nikola Gyuzelev. I am not at all fond of the word legend. I'm a down-to-earth person and an artist. But if I would have to say something about it, it would be I was recognized as the best basso cantabile in the world. These words are from one of the last interviews Nikola Gyuzelev gave. Le Monde describes his voice as a constellation of gems. Since the very start of his career, he was compared to the Russian colossus Fyodor Shalyapin and to Boris Christov. Here is but a small part of what critics have said about him. The expressive face, the eyes that speak volumes, with tears of anguish, or ice cold and cruel, or with a wicked glint. And then the voice resounds, covering the entire vocal range, a deep and beautiful basso. As an actor, Gyuzelev shines with an inner energy and passion, with a deep emotional potential, painting striking emotional pictures. And his gestures, so expressive, gentle and timid, so challenging or forgiving. Ever energetic, they are a refined and precise evocation of his mindset as a performing artist, making his stage characters complete to perfection. Listen now to Nikola Gyuzelev singing aria of Figaro by Mozart.
Non piovrai farfallone amoroso, notte giorno di torno girando, nelle belle trovando il riposo, narcisetto adolcino d'amor. Nelle belle trovando il riposo, narcisetto adolcino d'amor. Non piovrai questi bei pennacchini, quel capello leggero e galante, quella chioma, quell'aria brillante, quel vermiglio d'onesco color, quel vermiglio d'onesco color. Non piovrai quei pennacchini, quel cappello, quella chioma, quell'aria brillante. Non piovrai farfallone amoroso, notte e giorno d'intorno girando, nelle belle curvando il riposo, narcisetto adolcino d'amor. Nelle belle curvando il riposo, narcisetto adolcino d'amor. Tra corrieri può far pacco, gran mustacchi stretto sacco, schioppo in spalla, sopra al fianco, collo dritto, muso franco, un gran casco, un gran turbante, molto d'or, poco contante, poco contante. Ed invece del fandango, una marcia per il fango, per montagne e per valloni, con le nevi e i soglioni, al concerto di tromboni, di bombarde e di cannoni, che le palle in tutti i tuoni all'orecchio fan fischiar. Non piovrai quei pennacchini, non piovrai quel capello, non piovrai quella chioma, non piovrai quell'aria brillante. Non piovrai farfallone amoroso, notte e giorno d'intorno girando, nelle belle trovando il riposo, narcisetto ad un cino d'amor. Nelle belle droghe il riposo, narcisetto ad un cino d'amor. Che robino alla vittoria, alla gloria militar. Che robino alla vittoria, alla gloria militar. Alla gloria militar, alla gloria militar.
From a very early age, Nikola Gusev's life was all about music and painting. At age 11, he performed the leading role in The Young Violinist in the town where he was born, Pavlikeni. At different times in his adolescence, he believed he would become a great painter, an unrivaled singer, or a future Paganini. Here is what Nikola Gusev remembers of his first contact with music.
Баща ми много обичаше да свири на цигулка, беше самоук цигулар и свираше класика от Моцарт, Бетовен, Бокерини.
My father loved to play the violin. He was a self-taught violinist and would play classics by Mozart, Beethoven, Boccherini. He got me a tutor from our town. For one reason or another, he had stayed on in Pavlikeni and was teaching music. It gave me such pleasure to go there, but as all children, I can say, I still had the feeling it was a chore. Music was something I loved. The violin beckoned to me, yet it was unpliable and took a lot of hard work. Nikola Gusev heard the monologue of Boris Godunov from the opera by Mussorgsky for the first time when he was 15 and was simply bewitched. Years later, when asked why the monologue of Boris made such an impression on him, Nikola Gusev answers, "It was the melody itself that captured my imagination. At the time, I couldn't even hear the words. The way the voice rises as if in flight. But as I said, that is something that could have happened or not. Still, my life would have been devoted to opera." Here now is Nikola Gusev himself and the monologue of Boris Godunov.
Стой уж год я царь. господи, ужасен приговор душе преступной, о крест лишь тьма и мрак непроглядный, хотя мелькнул бы луч отрады. И скорбью сердце полно тоскует, томится дух усталый. Какой-то трепет тайный, все ждешь чего-то. Молитвой теплой угодником Божьим я бы не заглушить души страданью, величие и блеск власти безграничной Руси, владыка, у них я звезд просил мне в утешение, а там донос бояр кровавый, поздние тлы и тайные подкопы, глад и мор, и трос, и разорение, словно дикий зверь, исчетлют зачумленные, голодная, бедная, стань, не трусь. И в лютом горе не спорь, тяжкий мой грех в испытание, виной всех сол меня нарекают, клянут на площадях имя Париса. И та же сон бежит, и в сумраке ночи дитя окровавленное встает. Очи пылают, стиснув ручонки, молит пощады, и не было пощады. Страшная рана сияет, слышится крик его предсмертный.
Nikola Guzelov's family moved to Sofia, and he continued to sing, play the violin, and paint. He applied and was admitted painting at the Art Academy, where he displayed a vivid talent and a masterly technique of painting. In 1960, after he had graduated the Academy with honors, he was offered a contract in Berlin and was getting ready to go when he met music pedagogue Hristo Brumbarov, and that meeting changed everything. Brumbarov was the man who discovered his talent. He also discovered singers like Gena Dimitrova, Nikolai Giorov and Aron Aronov. Guzelov stayed on in Bulgaria to study singing with him. In June 1961, he made his debut on the stage of the Sofia Opera as Timur from Puccini's opera Turandot. In 1962, he won a gold medal at the International Youth Festival in Helsinki. He says that it was this prize that motivated him to continue as a professional singer. By 1963, he was holder first prize and gold medal at the International Competition for Young Opera Singers in Sofia. Success had come after just two seasons on the professional stage. Nikola Guzelov was to become one of the world's top opera singers. He sang on the leading opera stages of Europe, North and South America, Japan, La Scala, Milan, San Carlo, Naples, Covent Garden, London, Grand Opera, Paris, Bolshoi Theatre, Moscow, the Metropolitan, New York, Colón, Buenos Aires, and many more. His mission, to pass on the magic of opera, was accomplished. At the end of his long career, Nikola Guzelev's legacy was a music gallery of more than 70 characters from Russian, Italian, French and German operas. Nikola Guzelev passed away in 2014.
Chantosa cette belle, une chanson morale pour la perdre plus sûrement. Devant la maison de celui qui t'adore, de celui qui t'adore. Petite luison, que fais-tu? Au signal du plaisir dans la chambre de Dieu, tu peux bien, notre fille, tu peux bien, notre fille, mais non, fille, sortir, mais non, fille, sortir. Devant la maison de celui qui t'adore, de celui qui t'adore. Petite luison, que fais-tu de l'aurore? Que fais-tu? Dans les bras près de lui, tu cours vite près de lui. Bonne nuit, hélas, ma petite, bonne nuit. Près du moment fatal, fais grande résistance sur le toit de la t'offre l'anneau conjugal, un anneau conjugal. Tu cours près de lui, hélas, ma petite, bonne nuit.